Hello and welcome to an IAB podcast in support of National Careers Week, where we're talking about upskilling and upselling. So the IAB is all about bringing new skill sets to our members and the finance profession in line with market demands. But today I'm here with David Taylor, who's an IAB board director and brand and communication specialist. He works with a variety of SMEs, some of them who are bookkeepers. And aside from the obvious qualifications, David and I were speaking and thought it would be interesting to outline some of the skills that we think are vital for both existing and prospective finance professionals today, and more importantly, in the future. So hello, David.
Hi there.
Our discussion topic today is around digital skills and the importance of being visible online. And this is whether you're employed or in your own business. So essentially, I think the best place to start is talking about a digital footprint and what is a digital footprint for those that aren't in the know. And more importantly, the mark that you as an individual leave online and also your business leaves online, you know, the importance of that.
So very much, Sam, we live in a digital world now, and we all accept that no matter what we might be doing. And the mark we leave online, whether we, you know, we are on a company website and it says meet the team and there's an email address and a picture, or whether you've got a LinkedIn profile, many people will have a whole array of social media accounts. They could be on TikTok or Instagram or Facebook or WeChat. They could be writing blogs, etc. All of those make up what we call the digital footprint. But it's actually more interesting than that, because some of the people listening to this podcast will be working for an organization, yeah, a company, might be working for an accountancy firm or a large bookkeeping business. There could be several people in the business. There could be several hundred people in the business. So each of those people are absolutely critical to the success of that business. And each of the people have their own digital footprint. So once you start adding everyone's digital footprint together, then you can see why it's so important. So it's become a really critical part of modern marketing, if you like.
Hmm. And also, I suppose, for you as an individual as well, in terms of, you know, I suppose how in depth, or what, you know, what your digital footprint says about you. I mean, how can that affect you?
It's a good question. I think a lot of finance professionals in the past may not have, let us say, promoted themselves or felt the need to promote themselves. Now, clearly, if you run a bookkeeping business, you sort of have to promote yourself because that's your job. You're running a business. But I think that people never thought of themselves as a brand. That's a new concept. It's a little bit of a new age concept. I'm a brand, sort of Ford Motor Cars or Coca-Cola, they're brands. But you are a brand, and everyone as a professional is a brand. And how you come across is important in today's world. And I think this is a problematic area, I think, for some people, because in the past, people have said, well, we have a marketing department. It's not my job to do the marketing. So I might be in payroll. I might be chief finance officer, or I might just be an accountant within a firm. It's not my job to do the marketing. But now there's an awareness that, and I think what's interesting for me, this is the 50th anniversary of IAB, and how things have changed and how things will continue to change. And now there's an understanding that whoever you are, whether you're running a business or whether you work for a business, you are part of that business's brand. And therefore, what you do has an impact on that overall brand. And therefore, the more you can further your own career by growing your brand, that's helping your employer, or it's, if you're running your own business, it's going to make you really stand out. And I know, again, as you rightly said, I've worked with a few bookkeepers, and you get the really innovative, enterprising bookkeepers, and they're really putting themselves out there. They're making a name for themselves over and above what a bookkeeper would normally do, and because they understand that their personal brand is really, really important, and it helps them get competitive advantage. And ultimately, that's what it's all about.
I mean, I know that, you know, many people do say that, you know, oh, I've grown my business on word of mouth. And I suppose, you know, just going off what you were saying, then people putting themselves out there, even if you may be recommended by someone verbally, the most natural course of progression these days is for someone to take that recommendation and then look you up online. So I guess not having, you know, your personal brand, if you like, up there anyway, a bit detriment to that word of mouth that people have counted on.
Absolutely. And that's really point well made. I mean, I think, you know, personally, if I'm going to contract a professional to look after my business or provide a service for me, then I will look them up on LinkedIn. And if I can't find them there, then I may not use them.
Yeah.
And so it's that legitimacy. It's that the authenticity that people need to have now. And people would have thought, well, you know, we have a company website. You don't need to find anything there. So I think another thing I wanted to say, which is interesting, is that visibility we talked about. We are talking about ostensibly LinkedIn here, but I do know bookkeepers who've grown their business off the back of Instagram.
It's interesting.
And you would not think that, but then this particular bookkeeper, she understood that there were a load of creative businesses that she knew, and a lot of them were, let's just say, not particularly conversant with finance.
Yeah.
And by reaching out to them on Instagram and engaging with them on Instagram, she picked them all up as customers and then has grown her business. So what we call the visibility, where we're visible, although LinkedIn is absolutely a critical one, it may not. There may be bookkeepers who grown their business on the back of TikTok or Facebook.
Yeah, it's extremely insightful, that, really. I mean, we're talking about upskilling and upselling, and I suppose that individual bookkeeper who identified, you know, their strength and their specific focus, to then harness that through a channel that is, you know, built on pictures effectively, is really, really interesting.
Absolutely. I think what I've also seen, Sam, is that there are a lot of very traditional industries and professions where people are really grasping the nettle. I'll give you an example. I enjoy cycling, and in my spare time I may look at cycling videos. I like restoring things as well, so I look at cycle restoration videos. And I started watching a particular channel, and every week these people would strip a bike, clean it all up, put it back together again. Now, fascinating bike. It turns out it's just a normal bike shop in East Anglia, completely normal bike shop. The guy set up a cycle repair business, and what he realized was that if he could in some way help people engage with what he did as a profession, that there would be an audience for it. And there is. So he's built up a substantial YouTube following. Mm-hmm. And I did actually then contact him, and I said, look, I'm fascinated. Bottom line, though, is it making you money? And he said it is. It's bringing in a lot of traffic to the website. It's a lot of awareness. They're also getting a subsidiary income from YouTube because their videos are popular, and YouTube wants popular videos because that's how the way they monetize it. And that's a really good example of, I mean, there are people who are woodworkers. There are people who, you know, anyone, you know, and this is all about Careers Week. This is all about some youngsters coming into finance profession. And, you know, if you've got someone who's a really, really good bookkeeper or a finance professional, but they also say, do you know what? I know how to work a video camera, and I know how to create an audience. And they say, right, let's have a finance clinic every Wednesday at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's so new and so fresh. But those are the people who are going to have the successful businesses into the future.
Yeah, and talking about people, like you said, the example that you gave, made that person, made that specific topic accessible to, you know, multiple people. And that's arguably the strength of associations, the strength of digital channels, is that people, you know, buy people.
It is, that's it. People have always bought people, and it's that having that connection. And if you can make a connection with someone, that's absolutely critical. However, there is a big but at the back of this, and that's about the ability to create content. Mm. Now, it's this wonderful, everything we talked about is about personal brand, about being visible and having being on the right channels and growing your authority. But you need to have something to say. And you need really to think about, how am I going to differentiate myself from my contemporaries, or how am I going to stand out, or how I'm going to, for example, we've seen that the IAB's own CEO, so Sarah Palmer. So I know that Sarah really sees, she's really striving to change perception of how finance is done in the UK. And she's had, meetings with, top organizations, and she's going that extra mile. You'll have other people who are prepared to write blogs and do videos. But the content is the essential thing here. And I would say, Sam, that the most significant challenge for any organization, whether you're a micro business, one woman or one man bookkeeping business, or you're a large accountancy firm, the same issues lie. What content are you going to create which is going to make people engage with you? And as we've said, if people buy people, what are you giving someone that they want to buy you, so to speak? And that's this thing. Unfortunately, the flip side of having all these channels, and the fact that you and I and anyone who's got a phone can suddenly become a podcaster or a broadcaster or a blogger or a publisher, means that everyone in the world is now doing it. So how do you stand out? And yeah, that's the issue.
And are there places that you can go to gain inspiration for this? Or is it, I mean, one of the most obvious things, I guess, from looking on social media are, people look at reviews, you look at, likes, you look at how many people have interacted. I mean, I know that's not necessarily up there on the most engaging content, but if you're starting out and you've got excellent Google reviews, for example, do people regularly check their Google reviews, for example?
That's a really good point. I would say that's a very simple one. It's because when we talk about content, the difficulty of content, of course, the best content that you can have in your business is other people creating content for you. So if you've got a small bookkeeping firm and you're in, Somerset, if you've got good Google reviews and people get leaving good reviews, that's going to massively help you.
Great content, right?
It's great content, but you haven't created it. So, but what you've got to be is clever about inspiring your clients to say, you love what I do your books every month and you're really delighted with it. You rave and you on about it and you're telling your friends how great, and you've introduced some of them. It's fabulous. Love it if you left a Google review. So then someone has to put the 5 in the box, and then they have to write, this is they're a wonderful bookkeeper and they look after me superbly. So that's a really, really good example. But the other thing I look at is, if you are a professional, you're probably not aware of how much you know, and you might take it for granted that you might understand P&L, or you might understand about cash flow, or you might understand about set aside, or you might understand about forecasting. You think, well, that's what I do. But it may well be there are lots of people who don't understand that. And if you can simplify it and put your own spin on it, then that's going to give you competitive advantage. I'm not saying it's easy, but running a business isn't easy these days. Mm-hmm. And if you are a finance professional, like any other professional in the world now, Again, I've spoken to estate agents, and estate agents, they have to be able to make videos now to in order to sell the properties that they're marketing. They have to do videos. Well, when they became estate agents, they said, well, I don't have any video skills, but now they have to have those. So I think it is an interesting one, which comes back to this whole idea about National Careers Week. If you're a finance professional now, some of the skills are much softer skills about being able to be creative, about being able to communicate effectively what you do to people, about creating a personal brand. All of these things are quite new, and I would say for a lot of finance professionals, quite uncomfortable. And I recognize that. And again, because I'm a creative and I find finance quite uncomfortable. It's all about what's in your comfort zone. And when I can go in front of a microphone, or I can go in front of a video quite happily, but if you sat me down with a complex spreadsheet and a P&L, I might fall to pieces. So I recognize that these are different skills. But the finance professionals of today and in the future are going to be the people who do grasp these new skill sets and this understanding. These are real soft skills, and those are the people who are going to really succeed into the future.
And I guess, you know, based on what you've just said as well, some people who may not feel that, you know, creating their digital footprints, you know, interpreting what they do online, they probably have years of insight on their particular business, you know, bookkeeping in a certain sector. They could specialize in the construction industry, for example. They could be great at payroll for a certain sector. Would you advise, you know, looking into, you know, the insight that they've gained over the years and seeing what content they can create from that? It could just be, you know, a few simple statements of, you know, something's coming up in the construction industry, a time of year, you know, we know how to do this, we can take the stress out of that. I mean, obviously, the more compelling the content, the better, but as a place to start, would you advise looking into your business to pull those insights out?
Absolutely. I think, we've never had more information as a human race in history. We've got so much access to so much information. It's about how you make the most of that information. And I think that certainly coming back to the content thing, I feel comfortable that any micro finance business, whether you're bookkeeping or accountancy, could have sufficient content for themselves. But I think interesting, just picking up what you've said there, I recognize that there is a really big opportunity for finance professionals now. If we're talking about the overall digital footprint, clearly there is your own digital footprint, but you have clients who have a digital footprint. And what we are moving to is almost this sort of, it's a real sort of new place where you have a dashboard. And in that dashboard, you have the financial performance of the business and the digital performance of the business. And if you marry the two, then you have a truly 360-degree overview. Now, if you're a finance professional, you're a trusted advisor to that business, and therefore you understand the finances. Now, if you could then go slightly further than your normal competency, which would be to start saying to a client, you have a digital footprint, would you like me to analyze your digital footprint as well as analyze your financial performance? Then the clients might say, well, actually, that's fabulous. I love what you do. I trust you, and you give me great insight and guidance. So I think there's a massive opportunity here, a really, really huge opportunity. Again, this is all about upskilling. You can upskill yourself, but if you're upskilling yourself, then I think there's a massive opportunity here for finance professionals to then upsell their existing client base and make more money.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And once you've got, not necessarily the ability, once you start analysing online performance, It surely, like you're saying, opens up avenues to lots of other different services that you could offer. But also, you tend to find that, you know, analysing online performance and alongside aligning it to financial performance, that the two become intrinsically connected. You know, if a brand or a company has a strong digital footprint, a strong online performance, that has a positive effect on the finances. So not necessarily that can be, you know, 100% control, but it's a lot easier to manage.
Absolutely. I think it is fascinating now, because you say if a finance professional has an analytical brain, and we know that, and if you use that analytical brain in a more expansive way, then you can offer this really, really tailored service to the client. But you're absolutely right. Very often at the moment, what you see, you'll have a finance professional who'll just be looking at the figures and saying, well, actually, your sales seem to be flatlining, your fixed costs are rising, or your marketing costs are rising, but they're leaving it there. It's like there's so many unanswered questions. But if you then went to the other side of the door and say, ah, right, I know why your sales are flatlining, because your website, I've just looked at the traffic to your website, and your website traffic has plummeted.
Or your competitor had a sale on that particular.
Absolutely. Or you've done a marketing campaign which was completely rubbish and it didn't work. So I'm not for a second saying that a finance professional needs to start thinking like a marketing professional, but they can think about being a analytical professional. And, you know, looking at a P&L and looking at a set of website analytics, it's not massively different. But then for, I think, a finance professional who's really innovative and who's really ambitious, they'll go, wow, I can handle this. Or, you know, if you have a aspiration to have a growing finance business, whether it's accountancy business or bookkeeping, you would say, right, I'm going to start hiring a youngster who's a digital analyst. I'm going to add them to the team, and then I will set them loose on the clients, and then we can deliver finance reports on as well as digital reports, and then the clients will be very happy. That's, I guess, what that's illustrating is this whole idea about how finance and the finance profession is changing, and that for me is one direction where it could go. And why I'm delighted that being on the board of IAB, I can understand where finance is going, but it is now colliding with the world I've been, which is comms.
Yeah,
and who would have thought that the two would collide? But
absolutely,
they have.
So I guess there's, you know, we've touched on many points, but there's lots of ways in which having an understanding of your digital presence and ensuring that your, you know, your digital presence as an individual, but also maybe your business, is established online, it can have lots and lots of benefits. In terms of, I suppose, upselling your business and upselling your services online, how do you suggest that, you know, that people could best go about that? And I know that you pull out some of that from the courses that we offer, but as opposed from kind of like, you know, basic, I offer this, I do that, is there anything else that you would suggest that members could look at?
I think it's a really good question. I say one of the things that I've been passionate about, and which I know IB has always been passionate about, is educating and taking and raising the bar of financial literacy. And that's why we've developed these courses, which fit in with exactly what we've been talking about today. I think aside from that, though, that if you are an ambitious finance professional, it's to keep educating yourself, to understand. For example, if we took websites, so Google has an online training platform called Google Garage Online. And so if let's say you run a small bookkeeping business and you think, oh, I want to know a little bit more about these Google Analytics, you can go on a free course and you can go and educate yourself. I mean, you know, if you start with yourself, so if you've got a website, you should be looking at your own analytics. So, you know, the simple answer, Sam, would be look at your own house first before you decide to start redesigning and decorating other people's houses. So look at your own analytics, understand your own analytics and what do they mean. And once you start, again, when I've worked with hundreds of clients, and when I have sat with them and looked at their analytics, it's just like, oh my God, that I had no idea. It's like, all the evidence is in front of you. It's the same as the book. So I would, you know, the two things is look at your own business, but equally there are courses which Google run. And in fact, one thing that very few people know, that Meta, who owns Facebook and Instagram, Meta has its own business courses as well. So if you look at Facebook Blueprint online, there is a whole range of courses where you can learn about Facebook insights and Instagram insights and understanding all of those. So there's a lot of resources out there, but I think what I've tried to do is tailoring these courses for IAB is really trying to focus people and say, how can I easily at least make a start? It is quite a stretch, but I think for innovative finance professionals and maybe younger ones, it's probably not much of a stretch at all.
Yeah, and it's, I think it's, I mean, the courses are recorded, aren't they? So, you know, you can take your time, you can go back and focus on a specific point if, you know, you're having trouble grasping that particular aspect. And they do, you know, they are a very simple first steps approach into, you know, building your digital footprint, expressing, you know, yourself and your business online.
Absolutely. I think it's also, we want to hear also from members. You know, it would be lovely to know what IAB members are doing. And that's partly why we have our awards and we're looking for innovation in bookkeeping. And it'd be fascinating to find out. I certainly know from having worked at the IAB for a number of years now, there are quite a few bookkeepers who are looking to go down the business advisory route. So they're already making those decisions, Sam. Mm-hmm. And I think as time goes by, you'll get more and more innovative accountants, finance professionals thinking, actually, look, there's more money to be made here. But we're continuing the dialogue. And this is all about, you know, as we look at National Careers Week, there'll be a new generation coming through with different skills. We know the world is changing and finance will change with it. But it's making that first step on the journey. And this is what IAB has always been about, is trying to inspire the members to change and look at the future.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much, David. I think that we've got a really, you know, good basic understanding there of how we can take the first steps to start upskilling ourselves and upselling our business in a digital world. So thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure.